Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, precious Jesus. We love you, Lord. We open ourselves to receive you today, Lord, to receive the fullness of you, to receive the baptism of your Holy Spirit within us, to dwell within us and to give us the gift of tongues and the gifts of your spirit, Lord, to dwell within us today, Lord. We invoke that over us, Lord. We lose your presence throughout this place. We lose your glory over us, Lord. We pray for your Shekinah glory to come and dwell within us, Lord. Dwell with us, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we're able to turn to you today, Lord, receive your grace and mercy, but to receive the fullness of you, Lord. This is truly about you, Lord. It's not about how much we can do, how much we can say, what we think, what we feel. It's about you being with us and us being with you. You abiding in us and us abiding in you. We ask for that today, Lord. We want to have a relationship with you that's tangible, that changes our lives, that renews our minds, that restores our souls, that transforms everything that we do and say, that makes us new people from the inside out, changed forever into your image, into the image of your Son Jesus. That our souls would be conformed to your image, Lord, not just our spirits, not just our actions and words, but our souls would be changed forever. We hunger and thirst for more of you, Lord. And Lord, you said that where we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall be filled. So, Lord, we ask that you would fill us today, Lord. We ask that you would fill us full of you. Fill us full of your presence and your person. And, Lord, let the doctrine of your word speak to us. But let us hear your voice, Lord. Remind us of the things that you've said to us in your word. And cause us to hear your still small voice throughout the day. Speak to us. Speak to us afresh and anew. Fresh words of Rhema. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, we pray for the power of God to fall upon us today. We pray for your angels to ascend and descend upon us today. We pray, Father, that all surrounding us would be your angelic host, Lord. Let us see miracles, signs, and wonders before our eyes. Let us see the magnificent things that you can do, Lord. We expect them, Lord. We don't just anticipate walking in you, Lord, but we anticipate walking in miracles. We anticipate the virtue of God going forth into the lives of others. We anticipate salvations. We anticipate those that are hungry and thirsty around us being filled with your presence because we're in their midst. Lord, we give ourselves to serve you today. We give ourselves to the purposes of God today. We give ourselves to righteousness and peace with God, and holiness and purity, and confidence to come boldly into your throne of grace and mercy. We receive whatever you have for us in promises, Lord. We receive them by faith. Be pleased with our faith, Lord. Be pleased with us because we have faith and trust in you. Our hope is in all that you have said in your word for us, and we receive it by faith. And our faith is substance in those things that we hope for, the evidence of things that we have not seen. So Lord, we speak into being the things that we hope for. We speak them into being right now by the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, we dedicate this day to you and everything in it. We dedicate ourselves to you for your purposes and your service. And we pray, Father, for the comfort of your Holy Spirit to be throughout this day upon us and in us. In Jesus Christ's name. God bless you, Lord. You have been a blessing to this whole creation that you formed man by your hands. Love you, Jesus. Love you, God, my Father. Have a good day in us. In Jesus' name, amen.